This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A Friday, Grant and Danny. You know these football Fridays. We kick it pigskin start to finish. We're doing that today. Week 6 underway as of last night. Bucks beating the Eagles. Washington getting ready for Kansas City invading FedEx Field. Got a huge show today, Danny.
Bigly. Max Scherzer closed out a division series last night. That was cool and weird and awkward, and of course, that's how they won. A controversial call goes in favor of the Dodgers. Tampa Bay was steamrolling Philadelphia when I was at the Salt Line 2.0 in Boston. By the way, that's another smash hit. My boys at Longshot Hospitality, they run Dauphine's, Salt Line, and then Salt Line 2.0. They've got it down now. They know what they're doing and they know what they're about. It was incredible, so thanks to them for hosting us. That was awesome. So I'm watching the TV as I'm dining on delicious seafood stuffs, and Tampa Bay's doing what you'd expect. Comfortable touchdowns. Everybody gets some. You get a TD pass. You get a TD pass. Next thing you know, I get home, turn on the end of the game. It's a one-score game. This is Philadelphia's bit. They look awful. They look dead. And then they come back. They could win last week against Carolina, but they couldn't dethrone the champs. But good sports night last night. Busy-ass day today. Huge sports weekend.
Yeah, so here's the lay of the land. 3 o'clock, 55 minutes from now, Alex Gold, who does midday radio in Kansas City on the Chiefs flagship, is going to join us. I do shows with him on the weekends for BetQL. We're going to talk about Kansas City's defensive woes, Patrick Mahomes turning the ball over way more this season, and the matchup problems that they present when Alex joins us coming up at 3. We've got Caps tickets to give away again today. We are giving them away at 4:25. So make sure, a little over 2 hours, 20 minutes from right now, that you are near your radio, you've got your phone in hand. We got a 4-pack of tickets. You and 3 of your buddies can go watch them take on the Tampa Bay Lightning at Capital One Arena on Saturday night. I'm excited to talk to Gabe Taylor at about 5:25. This is Sean Taylor's little brother. He is a football player at Rice. He's got a game this weekend, and then presumably he's hopping on a plane to get out here for the jersey retirement ceremony. We will ask him about that. But Gabe, you'll remember, was like a kid when Sean was lost. And he was just, sadly, the kid that you saw in videos when the family was crying during all of what was going on tragically after the death of Sean Taylor. And I have not seen or heard of Gabe in a long time, and started digging into it this week and realized he was playing college football at a high level as a safety. And he's probably on his way to the NFL, following his brother's footsteps.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Really, really neat, man.
So we'll have him on the show at 5:25. And speaking of Sean Taylor, Santana Moss, one of his great friends, teammates in Washington, fellow members of the University of Miami contingent that sticks together, like thick and thin. Tana's going to join us today at 6 to give us his thoughts on the retirement of Sean Taylor's jersey, which is coming up. So before we get to a couple notes out of Ashburn, we'll go back and forth today about the game, and we'll break all the football angles down. I want to talk about the injury to Terry McLaurin and how large that could loom. There's a couple of updates on what we spent yesterday talking about, which is the jersey retirement. So was able to find out last night Joe Gibbs is not going to be at FedEx Field, which stings. Joe Gibbs is the guy that ushered this organization and this city through losing Sean Taylor. Now, the NASCAR playoffs are going on. He's got, I believe, three racers in the playoffs still. Kyle Busch is out, but I think he's still got Christopher Bell. I know Martin Truex and Denny Hamlin are still competing for a championship in NASCAR, and they're in Texas on Saturday night. So Gibbs will not be there. And one of the other developments today was that there was speculation that the Taylor family, I guess, found out pretty last minute that it was going to be a jersey retirement. Now, the team is saying that this was a surprise, that they already knew they were rededicating the street. They were honoring Sean Taylor. But a little bit of a surprise that maybe the club was going to spring on them to say, oh, by the way, guess what? This is an amazing honor. So we're waiting on all the details to come out on some of this, but the reporting is still being done. There is still a lot of speculation. I will say fans are still really upset as we get closer to kickoff.
So just to draw an analogy that's very self-serving, bear with me for a second. Can you imagine if a couple weeks ago when Coach Greg Ritchie was kind enough to call our show from GW to let me know that I was going to be inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame, if he just called and invited me to a basketball game where we're going to talk about a bunch of baseball players or something. We're going to have some nice event with a bunch of baseball guys. Please come, please come. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll go to that. And so I go, and then what happens there is, surprise, it's a Hall of Fame induction. That would never happen in a million years. That's, to give an idea how ludicrous that is, the idea that we're just going to surprise him. We're going to surprise the family. You don't do that with this. You could surprise someone with the key to the city. You could surprise someone with a plaque. You could surprise someone with a charitable donation. You could surprise someone with a million things. Not this. Not enshrinement. Not the forever. Not the third jersey retired in the history of the team. No, 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 no. There's no out there. There's an attempt at an out. That door closes. It's now padlocked, combination locked, welded shut. Go back in and try again. No, I don't buy that for a single second that we were just going to surprise the Taylor family. Really, come on up, guys. We already dedicated Sean Taylor Way, but we're going to rededicate it. We really want you here. And when you're here, surprise, at Alumni Weekend, it's also his jersey retirement. That's nonsense, to be frank with you. Nonsense.
So we haven't been on air since Jason Wright wrote his presidential brief to fans yesterday, essentially an apology to fans about how this was handled. And it was so long ago now, I mean, it was last night, that I've kind of moved on and was doing other things. But because we haven't been on air, I just realized we should probably just address that first and foremost. I think it was a really good apology as far as apologies go. It was direct. He took responsibility. He didn't pass the buck. But there were a few things that just really stood out to me about what Jason Wright said. One of them was that they're surprised by how many people wanted to attend this. And I'll find the exact quote, but he essentially said, we didn't know you guys would be this interested in coming to the event. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah. I can read the quote. It's right here. We didn't realize that so many of you wanted to make a trip to FedEx Field to be present for this moment. A true lack of understanding of what you, the lifeblood of this franchise, needed to mourn our collective loss and celebrate Sean's legacy.
That's the entire point of all of this, I think, is we didn't realize that this event that we're throwing, you guys wanted to attend. It just doesn't sound right to me. We're honoring Sean Taylor. Why? Well, it's the right thing to do, but also because presumably you understand that it would mean something to his family and to the fans, yes?
You would think.
But his family found out late because it was a surprise, and the fans didn't find out, basically. And they found out on Friday. We didn't realize that so many of you wanted to make a trip to FedEx Field to be present for this moment. That's the entire point, you know?
Yeah.
Like on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson and Funny Danny, the fan just put out a story at the Fan DC about Joe Gibbs not being in attendance. This is another one of these things where if you're not going to bleed burgundy and gold when you get cut open, you don't really understand why it's a big deal that Joe Gibbs wouldn't be at this Sean Taylor event. But if Joe Gibbs has a NASCAR race on Sunday, then you can't do the event that day. It's pretty simple, right? If Joe Gibbs can't be available until the end of the season, then you got to wait till the end of the season. And by the way, I would presume at the end of November, right after the anniversary of Sean Taylor's passing, Joe Gibbs would probably be available by then. But you don't know that if you just don't live and breathe this, and if you don't remember how this organization in this city healed after he died. But we tweeted out, there's a story at thefandc.com about the fact that Gibbs isn't going to be there. And our buddy Pete Medhurst responded and said, he's got a race on Sunday. A lot of people are telling me that. Well, he's got a NASCAR race.
That's the problem.
That's the whole point.
That's the point.
I'm aware that he has a race. Weren't they? You retire the jersey of the guy who tragically died and the head coach at the time who held everyone together like duct tape can't make it because he's got an obligation. Correct, is what I would say. He has a race on Sunday.
What is true?
Absolutely. He does. Hence, this shouldn't be happening on Sunday. But there are a lot of reasons that we could get into as far as that goes. But the fallout does continue, and more is being reported on this. But what'd you make of the brief? I do think, you know, I know people don't like hearing this. The fact is, when you write an apology like this after a huge screw-up,
you know what's going to happen.
There's nothing you can say that people want to hear. You just have to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to apologize. Everyone demands an apology, but as soon as you apologize, you don't mean it. You're not contrite, you know, all of these things. I think he meant his apology. I think it was, as far as apologies go, really good apology.
Yeah.
Doesn't change that this was a horrendous botch.
So here's what I think, and I don't think you're going to agree with me. I think Jason Wright is sort of a victim in all of this. I think Jason Wright had to do this. I think he's now the public face, the same way Bruce Allen was the public face, the same way, you know, the other guys historically have been out there out front taking the bullets for this inept organization. I think this was forced. I think Jason Wright did a good job writing his apology. But I don't think Jason Wright did anything wrong here.
Hold on. What do you mean this? What is this? The apology was forced?
No. I think...
What was
forced? I think Dan Snyder is responsible for all of this. I think Jason Wright is just sort of reacting to things flying past him. He's like Neo in the Matrix at this point. I don't think someone that's this smart, this is the conclusion I came to last night, someone that's this smart, this sharp, this qualified, would ever do anything this way by last minute sort of, regardless of if it's important or not. They wouldn't do this breast cancer game on 2 days' notice. They wouldn't do anything this quickly with 10,000 towels and have this thing be this slapshot. I believe my thoughts went to an even darker place last night. I think it's more nefarious than I even said yesterday. I think this is a Snyder production, and he's just got to wear this. Talking about Jason Wright. Has to go out and make an apology.
To workshop this.
Yep.
Dan goes to Jason Wright at some point recently. When was this, do you think? Last week?
Monday at some point, as he's, you know.
And they've already planned, obviously, that Sean Taylor's going to, you know, the street's going to be commemorated and all that stuff.
So word comes down from on high, you got to get the Taylor family here. We got to do this. This will make everyone happy because he's so out of touch. He's a naked emperor. He's a tyrant. He's the worst. And he stinks beyond belief. And I think this was all his doing. I think he thought, this will get them off my back. This is the goodwill. This is how we'll fix it. And everybody has to do what the dumb emperor says. And they made the best of a terrible situation that I think Snyder caused.
That's entirely possible, right? I'm not going to sit here and say that's not plausible. He's done a bunch of terrible things like that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they're reacting, not in front of anything. And people are just cleaning up his mess. And whether it was Bruce or Vinny Serrato or Brian LaFamina, I mean, you can count all the people on a couple of hands through the years. Carl Swanson and Mitch Gershman, they've all been left in his wake. None of them are still here. There's a graveyard of all of their bones somewhere out in the back fields of Ashburn. Like, they've all taken those slings and arrows, and now it's Jason Wright's turn. I don't think this is that. A couple of reasons. I don't think he's involved in planning a day like this. I don't believe that. Like, this is such a business side thing that this feels to me like, as I said yesterday ad nauseum, I think there was just a lot of business people that had no idea what Taylor meant and how big of a deal this was. Like, Joe Gibbs not being able to be there. Dan Snyder would want Joe Gibbs there. Dan Snyder knows the importance of Sean Taylor, loves Sean Taylor. The one picture in his office is him and Sean Taylor. So, you know, while I don't, you're not going to make any friends or I'm not going to have any support in this because it sounds like I'm defending Dan. That's not what I'm doing at all. I just think in this, like, it's always easy to say, well, Dan Snyder did this and everyone else is just defending his honor. I don't buy that. I really don't. It's possible. I'm not telling you that's not the case. I think they just screwed up royally. I think they had no idea. Whenever they decided to do this, let's say that they decided to retire his jersey last week and they were previously just going to honor him. I think that they were just clueless about how big of a deal Sean Taylor is to this fan base and about who needed to be there and who didn't and why they needed to actually plan this thing out and couldn't throw it together.
I think.
Incompetence, essentially.
No, yeah, sure, I understand
that. Did they do something awful as human beings, or did they do something awful because they were incompetent? I think it was incompetent.
I think Snyder and his team and, you know, his folks, he's got a PR guy that's a lackey that helps him do some of these things, bungles these things, et cetera. DEA, emails, everybody has questions. The only thing on people's minds before this was, where's the stuff that Snyder said? He had to have said something. Let's keep going. Let's keep knock, 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 knock. Let's get public information requests. Did Bruce Allen email a public employee at some point? So then we get a Freedom of Information request or anything, anywhere. Everyone wants this guy gone and deposed because we hate his guts, rightfully so. And I think he saw the wolves at the door and said, this will take them off me. Underlings, come forth to my office. Sean Taylor retirement party. Go. Make it happen. And they did the best they could with a terrible hand that they were dealt. That's why you don't have any towels. That's why you got no notice. That's why they're not sure the family's going to come. That's why,
so we don't know that
cover
yet.
We don't know anything.
I mean, we'll get some info on that when Gabe Taylor joins us, Sean's little brother.
Yeah, let me rephrase. Like, they're like, hey, please come.
That's like a rumor that's out there.
Yeah, like, we hope you can come. Please make it. That's why this thing was all thrown together at the last minute, is because Snyder declared it at some point in the last several days, in my opinion.
I can't tell you it didn't happen.
I can't say that it did either.
How would we know?
Yeah, I mean, no one knows.
If theories were thrown against the wall. Mine is just, they got a lot of business people who might be good business people, but they're not Washington football team people. They work for the Washington football team. But they don't know what number Chris Cooley wore. They don't know who coached right after Joe Gibbs and was just a complete goofball on the sideline with his flat top. And I think that's what this was. That's what this reeks of to me. End of this hour at 2:45, we're going to rank the top five NFL games of the weekend. And remember, at 3 o'clock, Alex Gold is going to join us. He covers the Chiefs. We're actually going to, you know, talk about football and break down Kansas City and Washington. I want to know why their defense is so abysmal and why Patrick Mahomes is turning the ball over so much. But it looks like a bunch of you guys want to weigh in on some of the developments of the day as we try to figure out how we got here in this Sean Taylor jersey retirement fiasco. We'll do that next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wow. No, I don't. And that's unfortunate, Kevin, because, you know, he's a guy that's meant so much to the organization. And I know, you know, what they wanted to do, just like we did with honoring Mitchell, we want to honor Taylor in the same fashion.
Ron Rivera asked about the jersey retirement of Sean Taylor by Kevin Sheehan today. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. And we talked so much yesterday about what happened and how this played out. All signs just keep pointing to it was thrown together late for whatever reason. Now, the allegation from a lot of fans is this is a strategic move to distract attention from a disastrous last couple of weeks. DEA raid and the Bruce Allen emails. More emails could be coming. Who knows what's coming down the pike? That's also the conspiracy theory out there. Like something else could be about to drop.
We've done this dance before where you wake up Sunday morning and you go, what's the story today? What are we doing?
All I can say is, having had the chance after we got off the air last night to talk to a lot of former players and people, they all were told a long time ago that there was a Sean Taylor celebration.
Mm-hmm.
They were not told that there was a Sean Taylor jersey retirement. Those are two very different things.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if the people who planned it would agree with that, but they're wrong if they disagree with that. To celebrate someone or just to have a day in his honor when you re-commemorate the street from last year because nobody could go or whatever, and to retire someone's jersey when you have literally retired two jerseys in your entire history, one of them earlier in the season, those are two very, very, very different things. And maybe they just didn't want to say it because they were going to say, surprise, we're retiring his jersey.
Then why did they do it 3 days before? That's the worst surprise of all time. It's like, we're going to have a surprise party for you in 3 days.
Yeah.
That's, you're terrible at surprises then. You know, like, I just, again, I just don't believe it.
We'll get a little insight into what the family knew when we talked to Gabe Taylor about this honor for his brother at 5:25 today on Grant and Danny. So you can make sure you're listening then. Let's go to Ryan and Culpepper on the Fan. Hey, Ryan. Ryan, you there? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, guys, listen. We've had this plan for 2 years now, okay? I'm telling the truth, and that doesn't always happen all the time, okay? 5-12, not very good with this clown show. See you guys.
See you, dude.
He went to a couple of Rivera's greatest hits there.
He did some Rivera, and then dropped to Steve Spurrier to walk out.
He did. It was, who said, he also threw a Shanahan in there, right?
What was the Shanahan part?
I thought Shanahan's famous quote was, I'm telling you the truth, and I don't do that very often.
Damn it, I missed that. Good job.
So he had a Rivera, guys.
He guised us, yeah.
He Shanahan'd us with, I'm telling the truth, and I don't like to do that, which was one of his greatest lines ever.
Such amazing.
Nobody stood at the podium and said more stuff that was wrong than him, purposefully. And then he got out with a Spurrier. I don't know if I'm giving him too much credit. I think that his whole monologue there, that was the brilliance of it, was to show that the dysfunction has lasted through a bunch of coaches. Or do you think I'm looking at a literature piece and I'm saying that bird means symbolically that he'll come back?
No, I think that was an impressionist painting that he just put on us.
I think he just took us to
school. That was in watercolor.
Let's
beautiful.
Go to Stratus in Blacksburg. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
thanks
pal.
Thanks for taking my call. No, I just want to say this with regards to how the team and the organization has been doing this. I will say this. As my family moved here from Europe and we came here in the 60s, I'm a college student, so I wasn't in the 60s coming here, but they moved to Maryland. They had a choice between the Colts and, at the time, the Redskins. They chose the Redskins. The Colts have then left back in the 80s, and some of the fans for the Colts became Redskins fans, and Redskins Nation moved further up north, close to Pennsylvania, than it used to be. A lot of those fans and the people in Maryland may no longer be fans because of this ineptitude by Dan Snyder and the team of the past 20 years.
Yeah. I mean,
some of these allegations are...
I mean, you're not breaking any news here. They're losing fans. Look at the TV ratings.
The attendance, for God's sakes, yeah.
They're dead last in attendance right now.
Yeah.
People were hurt yesterday. I mean, legitimately. Like, my wife was depressed last night. She was mad about this. She listens to some of the show here and there, but she said she just had the show on the whole day stewing, listening to everybody's calls. She's getting more and more angry, worked more and more up, and she's going to be there tailgating on Sunday. They have two tickets, by the way, that they're going to have an easier time getting rid of now because this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they used to go tailgate and party with a bunch of people. Well, some of those people are out of town. Out in L.A., they made trips. If they would have known that, maybe they wouldn't have. Maybe they would have been at this game. Because the people that normally have the two tickets they're getting rid of, their season ticket people, they made plans before they knew about this event. Let's go to Daniel in D.C. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Why is Jason Wright getting a free pass here? This guy has zero experience at the executive level. Dan Snyder has been away from the team. Has anyone seen him? Has he been around the facility?
Yes.
He's at every game.
So yeah, he's at every game, and Ron Rivera said he talks to him every week.
I thought he said every day.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
So Ron Rivera, I think Ron Rivera has said he talks to him every day.
Okay, fair enough. But why is Danny giving Jason Wright no blame here? Absolutely absurd. This guy deserves 100%. You think he's going to risk his career over this? If he had nothing to do with it, he would have resigned.
I don't know that he would have resigned.
Yeah, I mean, you forego a lot of payment there.
He makes a lot of money.
Rightfully so, by the way.
Take some arrows. I don't think he... So what the caller's talking about, if you're just joining us, Danny last segment said he thinks this is 100% a Dan operation. Basically, you could restate it, but last night you thought about it, and you're coming back to Dan decided to have this retirement ceremony. He dictated to Jason Wright. Wright had to throw it together. Wright had to make the apology, but this is really all Dan's problem. That's what you're saying.
That's my summary. I think this was a despicable, low move by Dan Snyder, who just clapped his hands. All the underlings had to rush in. Yes, Lord Master, what is it? What can we do for you? And he said, fix my PR problem. Everyone hates me. Everyone's wolves are at the door. They want to know about my emails and stuff. I only leaked that to try to get to Bruce Allen, but now everybody seems to want more. Sean Taylor retirement ceremony. Go. Fix it. Make it happen. That's why they can't get towels. That's why they can't, you know, get their story straight on who knew what when, and it was going to be a surprise. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. The whole thing is thrown together. They'd already planned to honor Sean Taylor. That much they can hide behind and pretend that this is all the same. It's not. The Sean Taylor Way rededicated, Alumni Weekend, always been a thing, and now they upped the ante and said, retirement ceremony. Retirement ceremonies, jersey retirements, look a certain way. We have a sample within the last, I don't know, month of exactly what it looks like. This isn't that. This is a person that panicked and made everybody deal with it. I think Jason Wright has to deal with the fallout. That's why I don't think he's to blame.
I hope that's the case, because I think highly of Jason Wright, and my experiences with Dan Snyder haven't been nearly as positive. I'm not willing to say that. Now, part of it is I could be being lied to, but I've talked to a lot of people over there in the building as to how and why and what happened. I don't believe everything I'm being told, obviously. But the job, when you talk to these people and you have that access, is to piece it all together. And the best I've come up with is they completely screwed up because they just didn't understand how big of a deal this was going to be for this fan base. That's the best I think I can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Where I have come around, though, definitely is I assumed they told the family a long time ago we're retiring Sean Taylor's jersey. And I'm no longer sure that is the case. And we will, unfortunately, have to ask Sean's brother, Gabe, like, when did you find out they were retiring his jersey, when he's on the show today at 5:25? Which is not that comfortable to ask him as we're getting ready to honor his brother. But, like, that's now part of this story, clearly. I think the family knew he was being honored. When were they told that the jersey was being retired? That's a major question.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the team has the out of saying, well, we were going to surprise them. So we didn't tell them until late. Or, you know, we didn't tell them at all or what have you. There's always a fallback plan. But it's just easy, because we all hate Dan Snyder and we all think he's enemy of the state number one and the reason they can't win, which is mostly true, by the way,
mm-hmm.
to just constantly say, I guarantee this is all him, and then whoever the person is who we like to just say they didn't do anything wrong. And while I hope that's the case, because I do like Jason Wright, you're the team president, you run the business side, your hands are in everything, like this is a event that you've helped plan in some way, it's just hard for me to believe that he found out about it a few days ago and had to throw it together. Sean's in Rockville. What's up, Sean? How are you?
Danny. I'm disappointed in you, man. Your assessment that Dan Snyder pushed this down and Jason Wright's eaten it really, really is like arguing that Jason Wright's willing to put his integrity into question as a man, as a father, right, as a professional, as a lover of the football game. There's no way. There's no way he would do that in his character as that guy that we've seen so far, at least since he's been here in the organization and why he's been involved in the NFL. That's all I got
to
say.
So I appreciate the call. So my counter to that is I think too much of Jason Wright to think that he would have just done this, not run it by Dan Snyder, not mentioned to anybody higher up. Hey, by the way, there's retirement ceremony this Sunday, knowing that he's been in Dan Snyder's office before. He sees the picture, Dan Snyder and Sean Taylor. He probably has an idea who Sean Taylor was. We're assuming that this guy we all think highly of is stupid. I don't buy that. I think it's exactly what happened. I think it's a condition. I think everybody kind of gets one or two of these, right? Where they'll just wear it for their boss, knowing that that's kind of part and parcel of what's going on. This is a price you pay to maybe, you know, get some of the things that you want done in the future, right? You come up with the best of intentions, and this place drags everyone down. Jason Wright still believes in his mission, still believes that he can get this team up by the bootstraps and get out of this mess, you know? And I think if he's given enough time and enough runway, he'll be able to do that. But I just the idea that this smart person, this one time was stupid. I just can't buy that. I understand why people would buy that. I mean, again, I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just, I guess, kind of responding.
I think smart people have been in this building for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens. I think it's a toxic, awful place to work for a lot of smart people at the top. And because of that, they end up getting caught up in this just like everyone else before them did. Like, did the coaches that come here forget how to coach? Did the players that came here forget how to play? I mean, there is a common denominator here. The question, though, is, like, what was dictated to him and right. What was his staff's idea and what wasn't, I guess. But that apology, I will say in your corner, the comment he made to kind of explain how we got here doesn't really make sense. Because here's what he said. We thought that saving the news for a game week reveal was the best way to focus the message on Sean and his legacy. That doesn't make sense, first of all. If you announced it in June, there's nothing going on. There's more attention on Sean Taylor then than in a game week. When, by the way, the Thursday night football game's about to happen, yeah. And the Monday night game just happened, and Ron Rivera has a press conference.
Yeah,
and
no. The only team playing is the Nats, and they're 30 games under 500 at that point. You think we wouldn't have talked about that for a week and celebrated everything about it?
So that comment I don't understand it. The next one, though, is a little bit more confounding, which is we didn't realize that so many of you wanted to make a trip to FedEx Field to be present for this moment. The equivalent of I'm throwing a party. You find out about it and go, dude, why didn't you tell me about the party? And I go, I didn't think you'd want to come.
I didn't think you'd want to come.
Why? Maybe the better example would be I'm throwing a party for all the people I've ever worked with. You know? Yeah. Like the event is for two groups, really. The family of Sean Taylor and the fans. You're throwing the party for them. So I'm throwing a party for the people that I've worked with and the guy that I've worked with more than anyone else, I didn't invite. And you go, dude, what happened? And you're like, oh, I didn't think you'd want to come. Sorry about that. That's how that reads to me. That doesn't make sense. Now, I'm not one of these people who's just killing him for this statement. I think the statement itself, the apology, was good, and I think it's why he's a sharp guy, and
yep.
it's a legitimate, authentic apology. I believe that. Doesn't change that they screwed up, and I know that everyone's just going to crush an apology because they're already mad and they
sure,
made up their
you're
mind.
Sure, you're aggrieved, and there's nothing he can say. You know, if he was like, everyone gets $1,000, you'd still be like, no, nah, I'm mad.
But those things that I just read, they still uh-huh. don't make any sense.
I agree.
Like, you said them. I have questions about them. I don't have the format to ask that question. I can't ask a blog a question. But that just, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't jive. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to hop in on Grant and Danny. Let's start next segment, at least, with a couple of our favorite games of the week in Week 6 in the NFL. Which matchups on Sunday are going to be most intriguing outside of just Washington and Kansas City, a 1 o'clock kickoff at FedEx Field. They'll be retiring the jersey of one of the great Washington football team legends ever, Sean Taylor. With Danny, I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. I know you are curious, so I'm going to tell you. A blue Capitals pullover with khaki shorts and black tennis shoes.
Isn't it like 80 degrees outside?
No, I don't think so. But I haven't been outside all day
yeah,
either.
It's 81. It's Art Monk outside. And you got a pullover on.
Wow.
No, thank you. It's a cardigan, but thank you for noticing.
It's like 53 degrees in here.
I know.
So.
You never know in here. It's all weird. I got my khaki shorts on, my Bomba socks. Bomba socks doesn't pay me a dime. The way you feel about your Gene Chizik shoes or how I feel about Bomba socks.
Yeah.
They are incredible. The best socks I've ever had. It's not close. They also apparently do some charity thing, which I found out about today. I didn't even know that. I never really cared about that. The socks are incredible. I'm wearing those.
It's a Football Friday on Grant and Danny, presented by Alarm.com. Keeping you connected is what matters most. Let's quickly give our favorite games in the NFL this weekend. Go back and forth, handful of games that intrigue us. Give me your first game.
Los Angeles Chargers, Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore's found a way to just win these miraculous, crazy, unbelievable, strange comeback games, etc. Chargers are really good. It's in Baltimore. Contrasting styles. Can't wait.
Packers-Bears is enticing. Not because I think Chicago's that good, and right now we still have not seen Justin Fields throw the ball all that effectively, but if somehow the Bears, who are playing unbelievable defense, can beat the Packers, who have had one terrible game and then looked right for the taking a couple times, they're tied for the division at 4-2. Suddenly, we have to have a different conversation about Chicago. A week ago, everyone wants Matt Nagy fired, and right now, they're a win away this weekend against Green Bay from being 4-2. Now, I think they lose. They fall to 500. The Packers at 5-1 start to pull away in the North. But the Bears could change that at Soldier Field, noon local, 1 East kickoff this weekend.
Apologies, I'm going to steal this from you. I know you are Cleveland Browns. Paulson, but Arizona and Cleveland.
The nerve of you.
Cleveland's 3-2, but they're good. I think everyone kind of knows that they're good. They lost a shootout this past week to those Los Angeles Chargers. Before that, they had one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the sport. And their only other loss was an opening night loss to Kansas City. No shame in that. Arizona undefeated, although showed some warts this past week. Again, contrasting styles. Arizona, defensive kind of playmakers, looking to turn you over. Wide open offense. Kyler Murray, MVP candidate. Cleveland looks like they're without Nick Chubb in this game, by the way. Hunt's questionable, but he'll probably go.
Two quickies in the AFC, Raiders and the Broncos. John Gruden resigns amid turmoil and embarrassment. The Raiders all week long have been answering questions about that, and they're playing another team in their division that's 3-2. The winner of this game is going to continue the competitive portion of their season. It'll be them and the Chargers and eventually the Chiefs, who should be 3-3 at the end of this weekend, presumably. And the other team is going to likely be in the driver's seat to last place, if I could mix a couple of references. I mean, they'll be on their way to looking up at everybody else. So a huge game in the AFC West. And then I'm really into the Cowboys and the Patriots. Maybe New England gets that offensive line a little healthier after they struggled with the Texans. They've got a good defense. Dallas has a great offense. I think that'll be a fun matchup at 4:25 East time. Dallas is going to work them, and they'll win. They're really good. And I was telling someone today, someone said, how good are the Cowboys? And they don't watch much football, but they just saw on TV that everyone's talking about them. But they just assume it's a normal everyone's talking about them thing. I said, I think the Cowboys are a top five team in the league right now. Like, they're really good. They were surprised by that, but is that a crazy take to you?
It's not crazy at all. Their strength of opponent isn't world-beating. I mean, I know they beat the Chargers, which is going to be their best win, but they are good. I think they're probably just outside that top five, but they belong in that conversation.
Some of the best games, week six. Remember our confidence points picks today. We will do them right after Santana Moss joins us. Moss at 6, confidence points picks around 6:15 at the end of the show. So make sure you're right here on The Fan. We're also giving away Caps tickets today at 4:25, so you want to be here for that. We're talking to Sean Taylor's brother, Gabe, at 5:25. Brandon's in Waldorf. What's up, Brandon? How are you?
Hey, guys. And you?
Yeah, got you, buddy. What's up?
Chilling.
Hey, be honest with you, I can't say whether it's Snyder or Wright, and I'm not here to find that out. My problem is, being as a fan, being told that, or we weren't aware, that's bogus, because if you go on any of the websites where you can buy gear, Taylor's jerseys are still up for sale. I was in the mall the other day. I saw a Taylor jersey. You go to the game, see his jersey plastered everywhere. So to say that we weren't aware, that was bogus. I mean, be honest with us. Like, I'll be honest with you. I have nothing to do Sunday. And had I known this, I'd have made it a point to be at the game Sunday, you know, as a true lifelong fan. So stop selling the fans Wolf tickets and be honest. It was a mistake that was made. And let's move forward from it.
Appreciate you, buddy. If they missed out, in addition to just making their fans mad, which is probably the worst thing you can do, insulting your customers or your customers feeling like you might have even disrespected Taylor's family, they missed out on a lot of money. Right. If all they cared about was business, it was a really bad day for the business department yesterday, too. Let's go to Kevin in Woodbridge on G&D. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Grant and Danny. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up,
I just want to say, And echo kind of what the other caller said, but I don't care who you are, no matter what market you're from. If you're retiring a jersey, it's a major deal. That,
how about,
you know,
a team that's only
that
retired one ever until about a month ago when they retired their second, Kevin?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. And they announced Bobby Mitchell, back in the summer. that they were going to do his. So the idea that they're going to do Taylor at the same time, it just doesn't add up to me.
Appreciate you, bro. I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were done.
Yeah. There's so many parts of this that don't add up from a million different perspectives. And you sort of go down one road. The one road is, oh man, they underestimated, or they made a mistake, or it's hard to believe they came to this conclusion. The other, where I am, happens to be far more sinister. But either way, there's enough perception that it could be sinister. There's enough perception that it's utter incompetence.
Are we ever
where there's no
find
upside?
Out, do you think?
I bet you we don't. Unless there's the tell-all book in 50 years or something. Maybe we'll look back on it. But
here's what I don't get: is how does nothing ever come out? There has to be a bunch of people that know. And most of them are here and gone within a year. And with all this stuff, like all the people that get fired and roll out, I know there's NDAs and all these things that get signed, but you'd think at some point they'd tell somebody.
Yeah, like I want Brian LaFemina just to like have a couple adult sodas and like just start dictating to a reporter one day.
I hit that guy up one time. LaFemina's awesome guy.
Great dude.
He's running the Olympic committee for LA.
In LA, yep.
Whatever projects they're working on for the Olympics now. And I remember reaching out to him when something happened in Ashburn, and he's like, hey, man, love to talk. Have no interest in talking about anything over there.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's kind of the tone a lot of people take, and I don't know if it's because they just
want
their money. Or, yeah, exactly. They're worried about Snyder. Alex Gold does radio in Kansas City, covers the Chiefs on their flagship station. Why is Patrick Mahomes playing the way he is, which is down from normal? Why is their defense so awful? He'll tell us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.